Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast, and I swear for God, I can't make this up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Boy. It must feel real crazy to be a bad boy. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Cone, whatever you want to call yourself, brother. The feds, Homeland Security, they are on your ass like green on grass. I don't know what you did, son, but they coming for you. On some sex charges. Like this dude did it. I don't know what you done to these people, man, but these people want you, homeboy. They raided your home in Los Angeles, and they raided one in Miami. They looking for some, Diddy. Boy, you shouldn't have settled them lawsuits so early, Diddy. Yo, P. Diddy, bad boy. I guess this is what they say. When you got more money, you got more problems. Because Diddy got some problems now. He got 99 problems. And the feds is one. He got a lot of problems right now, Diddy. God almighty, man. They want you on some kind of sex trafficking stuff, man. Like these lawsuits. Diddy, you might need to come out and tell the truth, homie. Did you do it? You know me, Diddy. You know me. I take the high road. I wasn't there. So I can't say I saw anything, because the two eyes wasn't there at all. I can just give you my humble opinion on what I really think. And what I think this time, I think Diddy is up shit creek with all the pedal. Like, I don't think people are going to be wearing Sean John at all. Like, Diddy, boy, you up there with Jeffrey Epstein and the crew, man. Like, you reaching new heights, bro, and you not even selling records. Like, you doing big things, Diddy, without selling records, man. Like, what's good? What's good? Crazy. But, again, like I said, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. I'm just going off of what I seen on the news, and I'm just giving y'all my humble opinion. But ever since that Cassie lawsuit, they've been sniffing now into Diddy. But I didn't know that when people start filing civil suits, complaining about sexual misconduct, look like to me, maybe somebody, the feds, Homeland Security, at that, the Department of Homeland Security, it's tough, all in your shit there. And I seen that they took some of your electronic devices, so whatever you got on your phones, whatever you thought you was keeping secret, people coming for your ass, buddy. Now, are you innocent? Again, I don't know. But I do know one thing, though, Diddy. This don't look good, baby. Like, I don't think nobody gonna be listening to, you know. I don't think you're gonna be dancing on stage for a while with this one, bro. I think you're gonna be out of the limelight, Diddy. Like, because, again, it's crazy. Now, if you did do it, like, if you guys is becoming multimillionaires, close to being billionaires, and this is how you guys is living, like, this is what it's all about when you get to this kind of status in life, like, well, you can keep that shit. If that what comes with being rich, famous, powerful, like, man, you can keep that shit. I take the money. But whatever, you know, all that other shit, nah, I don't want it. I don't want it. It stinks. It don't smell good. I'm sorry for laughing. And now they got your kids involved. Like, man, it's just... And I know. Another black celebrity. But, man, color ain't got nothing to do with this one. And Cat Williams was right. Cat Williams went on Shannon Sharpe, Club Shay Shay, And he said, I can't remember what, I can't repeat it verbatim, but he said something like, this shit ain't over. More shit is going to hit the fan. You will see. And man, Cat Williams was not lying. Cat Williams was not lying. Like, more people is going to be exposed before this year is out. And I can't say that I'm happy about it, because I don't know these folks. So it really don't mean nothing to me. Just make for good material, good podcasting. You know, people who do what I do, you know, give people something to talk about. You know, that's what it is. Good news. It's real good news, because I don't know these folks. But if it is true, Diddy, man, you's an animal, bro. Like, you are what they call a monster. Like, that what money make you guys do, man? Boy, they say money's the root of all evil. And they say people do strange things for a little piece of chain. But hell, in Diddy world, I don't know what that is. Diddy world is strange. But you know, may DMX rest in peace. DMX was talking real bad about the industry years ago. He was saying how guys is dick suckers, and you know, we probably heard X talking back then and really not paying no attention to it. But as years went on, like, look at it. A lot of that stuff he was saying is really true. Like, the industry, don't matter if you are top executive in the rap industry, it don't matter if you over there in Hollywood, like, man, these dudes are on something. It's something about sex. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's crazy, man. And like I said, if it's true, yo, you deserve whatever come your way. But they on your ass, though, Diddy. You better go ahead and get the finest lawyer money could buy. I know you already got them. You already retained them. Soon, you knew they was coming to your house. You knew they was there. You just weren't there. But my thing is, though, I want to know, do they got an arrest warrant for you? Because what's the point of searching your house if they don't plan on arresting you? They must be trying to build a case on you. That's the best thing I can see. They must be in the process of trying to build a case. Because what's the point? I have never seen someone's house get raided and no one ever get arrested. You know what I mean? So he's not on the run, because they haven't said that they have an arrest warrant for him. So evidently, they must went there looking for something to try to build a case. But again, I could be wrong. But like I said, you don't have an arrest warrant for him because you ain't tell the public. So I'm going to see what they're going to do with you, Diddy. And on that note, I just wanted to come at y'all, bring that to y'all, my little humble opinion about the madness that's going on in Sean John life right now. I know. Shit crazy, man. Like, these dudes get this money. These dudes get this fame. These dudes get this power. And they change. Seem like to me, they don't change for the better. They change for the worse. Again, I don't know these people personally, and I could be wrong. But if this shit is true, whatever they're trying to hem you up on, bro, good luck. You got more money than me to fight this. Good luck with this one, Diddy. On that note, y'all take care. Be easy. Round of applause to you. Oh, and I almost messed up, y'all. Thank you to the new people who was listening. I appreciate that. And keep telling people about me. Keep sharing the podcast. You know how I get down. Thank you. I love you. I'm out.